Sir, can I come in? Thank you. I know you're busy, but I really needed to talk to you. Sir, you know I don't like to make any trouble, but... Well, I have a complaint about my work environment. I've been ignoring this for as long as I can, but it's become clear that nothing is going to change unless I speak up. I know, and believe me, I'm grateful to have this job. I know how lucky I am. It's just the way you speak to me sometimes, it's... Well, sir, frankly, it's just not appropriate. What do I mean? Well, this is a work environment. I have a job to do, and I'm a professional, but sometimes it's not clear that you see me that way. And, well, recently, a few of the things you've said to me have been just totally over the line. I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you up, but... Well, some of your behavior recently is completely unacceptable. Like what? Well, for a pretty obvious example, do you remember the conversation we had yesterday when I brought you your coffee? That's right. You asked me to suck your cock. Actually, I believe your exact words were, if it's not too much trouble, would it be all right if I sucked you off? Do you seriously not see what's wrong with that? Sir, you don't ask me to blow you. You tell me to. You're a senior partner. I'm your subordinate. You command me, and I obey. That's how this works. Do you realize how embarrassing it is for me when you treat me like this? The other girls, they talk, and... Well, some of them think I'm just this stuck-up bitch who won't do her job, and they think I must be related to one of the other senior partners who got me this job as a cushy paycheck. And the rest of the girls, well, sir, it's your reputation, too. The rest of the girls say you just aren't cut out for leadership. Yes, I know, this isn't exactly the office culture you're used to, but sooner or later, you're going to have to get used to the fact that when you get horny during the workday, you just need to stick your cock in my pussy. That's literally what I'm here for. And sir, it's not just my comfort or your reputation either. I mean, if it were just that, I could maybe indulge your preferences for unnecessary introductions. But frankly, sir, it affects your performance as well. My job is to release tension and keep you as focused and productive as possible. But I can't do that if you don't let me. How? Seriously? Oh, God, I don't know why this is so hard for you. You never seem to have this kind of trouble ordering the junior associates around. File this report, call that client. You're never short of commands with them. Is it because I'm a woman? Is that it? Is it some sexist double standard? Look, it's very simple. The next time you get horny, you just press the intercom button on your phone and say three words. Suck my cock. That's all you have to do. And I'll run in here and have your cock in my mouth before you can hit end call. Or you could say bend over the desk, or get your tits out, or whatever you're in the mood for. The point is, you don't have to waste time calling me in to check the spelling on your email or whatever lame excuse. I know you think you're being considerate, but it makes me feel like you don't have confidence in me. You do know you can tell me to do anything, right? I mean, it's not like you're gonna say the wrong thing and I'm gonna slap you or anything. I need to know that you can have whatever you want from me, whenever you want. Right away, sir. You see? It's that easy. You tell me to take off my dress, and about half a second later, I'm standing before you in my underwear. Look, if you're really that uncomfortable giving me orders, maybe we could work out some other kind of arrangement. An unspoken understanding, so you don't have to say anything. You know Sarah, the secretary for the head of HR? Well, every morning she gets to work 15 minutes early. She makes coffee, fills a cup on his desk, and then lies on her back on the desk with her legs in the air. The first thing he sees every morning is her dripping wet cunt and her legs splayed. He fucks her as he sips his coffee and reads his morning emails, and the moment he finishes, she scurries on back to her desk. Or you can just put time on my calendar for when you need me. Like last week when you had that super stressful 3-hour call with R&D. You didn't have to deny yourself. God, you were practically bursting a blood vessel after that call. All you'd have had to do was open my calendar and schedule a meeting in the middle of the call. Doggy style 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock sharp, I'd have been face down on your carpet, ass in the air, waiting for you to ram it into my cunt. So what do you think? Is there something like that that would work for you? You'll think about it? Yes, sir. Do I have anything else I want to bring up? Well, sir, I've noticed you've never used me in public. I know, you tend to prefer your privacy, but... Well, again, people talk. Sir, it would really mean a lot to me if just once in a while you'd call me in during a staff meeting, or maybe stop by my desk on your way to the water cooler. The head of market research always brings his girl to interdepartment meetings and passes her around. She walks back to her desk after the meeting, cum dripping down her face. I can always tell when you've used her, sir. She just gives me this look like, well, someone had to do your job. I know you think I do a good job. Or, anyway, I guess you think so. I just think I could do so much more. I had my performance review with HR last week, and they asked about my goals for the year, sir, and I thought about Mr. Johnson in IT. His secretary knows his moods and manners so well, he hardly even needs to say anything. I saw her bring him coffee the other day. He just glanced at the floor and she dropped to her knees. Then I think he made some kind of hand signal or something, and she knew just what to do. That's the level of performance I aspire to, sir. Thank you, sir. It's very understanding of you to let me air my grievances like this. I'm glad we're able to move towards a better working relationship. Yes, sir, I know I spoke out of turn, and it's not my place to dictate how you handle your subordinates. I'm sorry, sir. And, sir, I noticed that this conversation has made you rather rigid. Is there anything else you'd like to say to me? Yes, sir! I'll just kneel down here and then... that's more like it. Sir, the way you're grabbing my hair leads me to wonder whether you're wanting to fuck my throat. And to be honest, it's hurting my scalp, and my throat is already feeling a little sore. Good. Oh, I'm glad to see you got the message earlier. It doesn't matter if my hair hurts a little or my throat is a bit sore. This is my job. You take whatever you need. Oh, yes, sir, I'd be happy to lick your balls. All this saliva and pre-cum is running down my chin. Oh, is that what you like? Yes, sir, I'll rub it all over my face with your cock. Just spit out what gets into my mouth and let it dribble on my chin and tits. Oh, I can't believe you haven't done this before, if this is what you like to see. But I'm glad you're doing it now. Oh, from now on, I can be sure not to clean up when you get me this messy. I can see you're getting close. Would you like me to come for you? Or would you prefer I wait patiently while you use me however you like? Oh, you want to finish down my throat? Yes, sir. Sir, thank you. Oh, yes, sir, I'll leave you to work now, and I won't clean up. That way, if you need to relax later, you'll have a nice visual ready to get you hard. Oh, and sir, one more thing. Enough of this cool guy, no dress code, wear whatever you're comfortable with. You just leave me guessing at what you want to see. Could you please provide me with a detailed list of exactly how you want me to dress? Length of skirt and heels, depth of cleavage, color of panties, if any. Every detail. Thank you, sir.